Kenya is on alert for Ebola. This week, the World Health Organization declared Kenya at high risk. The country is thousands of miles across Africa from the epidemic, but it is a key regional transit hub. As we hear from NPR's Gregory Warner, a passenger could unintentionally carry Ebola there.
If Ebola does come to Kenya, it'll almost certainly be rolling a suitcase. This international airport in Nairobi has 76 flights a week to and from the four affected West African countries, Liberia, Guinea, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone. Even though Kenya has not yet seen a single case of the disease, the anxiety is already spread through social media and local news, and that fear has even altered one very stalwart African ritual, shaking hands. The security guard who escorts me to the airport doesn't offer me your hand to shake and then apologizes for it.
Come, I show you. First, I don't want to greet you. We don't want to share hands.
Sakina Omari tells me she's guarded this airport for nearly 4 years. But starting tomorrow, she's taking indefinite leave to head back to the safety of her village.
I'm on leave.
Because of Ebola?
Because of Ebola. It's better I go back to my rural area.
Now, while previous Ebola outbreaks in Africa have all started in rural areas and then edged toward the cities, if Ebola comes through this airport, it'll touch down in a city of 3 million people. Deep inside the airport, Dr. Stephen Corral shows no similar fear of a warm African greeting. The chief aviation medical consultant for the Kenyan Civil Aviation Authority grabs my hand with his meaty one.
No, don't worry. Kenya is still safe. God has been good. Yeah.
He leads me past a newly constructed examination room in this airport. It's still fresh with drywall. And it's here that passengers who show any symptoms will be inspected and, if necessary, taken by special ambulance directly to an isolation ward at Nairobi Hospital. But Ebola can incubate up to 21 days with no symptoms at all.
If you have no symptoms, we allow you into the country. We'll continue policing you and we'll expect you to report to a registered medical practitioner every third day. Okay, until you leave the country or until the 21 days are gone.
British Airways and some other international carriers are not taking that risk. They've suspended flights to some of the affected countries. But not so Kenya Airways, the national carrier, which sees all West African traffic as a major source of revenue. Airline officials say this decision to maintain the flights is in line with all international health guidelines, including that of the WHO. But the chairman of the Kenyan Medical Association says Kenya's public health system is far below international standards. Dr. Eli Opot said this to the BBC.
As healthcare workers, we will remain greatly concerned because when ultimately the disease comes in, it is the healthcare worker who will be in the front line. And unfortunately, they will have to handle it in the face of poor infrastructure, poor working conditions, and so that even increases the danger of things not working very well.
Kenya's crippled health system may get another blow on Monday. Healthcare workers countrywide have threatened a walkout strike over unpaid wages. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.